That's awesome. Good times roll. And he said it's not really about good times. He says we should not take it at face value. Here's the late Rick Ocasek.
That was my song about what the good times in rock and roll really mean instead of what they're supposed to be. It was kind of a parody of good times, really. It was kind of like not about good times at all.
Aww. Bill Wyman's 1969 Fender Mustang bass was a big seller at the auction this past weekend. He sold off a large collection for charity of his personal belongings and broke a record. The left-handed Hofner bass that Paul McCartney had in 1964 sold in auction for $204,800. However, Bill Wyman's 1969 Fender Mustang bass sold for $384,000, thus being better than Paul McCartney. Probably not as a bass player. Eddie Money passed away a year ago Sunday. His wife, Lori, marked the day with a post. 1 year ago today, a bright light went out in the lives of the Money family. He was born to bring music and laughter to the world. He did that in his own unique and genuine style. He was a better person than most of us will ever know and the least judgmental person I've ever known. He knew how to find the good in everyone, even those who didn't do the same for him. Like this. With the anniversary, one-time guitarist John Nelson filed a lawsuit. He claims he's owed $1.5 million in royalties dating back to 86. He says he signed a contract with Eddie, had a session fee of $16,234, and two royalty points, getting all that money. You know, there's a time and a place for everything, and that just wasn't it.